Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're tackling AI 2041 by Kai-Fu Lee and Chin-Shio Fan. Sophie, have you ever read a book that made you feel like you were peeking into a crystal ball?
Oh, absolutely. And this one does exactly that. AI 2041 is this fascinating mix of short stories set 20 years from now, followed by essays that explain the real tech behind them. It's like feeling the future before you have to understand it.
Right, and that's what grabbed me right away. It's not just a dry tech book. It opens with a story set in Mumbai about a guy who loses his call center job to AI.
Yeah, and that story really sets the tone. It's not about robots taking over the world. It's about the slow, grinding loss of purpose when your skills aren't needed anymore.
Exactly. In the essay, after it breaks down why that happens, Kai-Fu Lee says AI is great at optimization, but it can't do the human stuff like empathy or creative problem solving.
So the future of work isn't a battle between humans and machines. It's about partnership. The most valuable workers will be those who do what AI can't, like caring for the elderly or inspiring a team.
Which is a hopeful thought. But then the book goes dark with deepfakes. There's this story about a woman in Shanghai whose dead mother is resurrected as an AI using her social media data.
Oh, that story gave me chills. It's called The Gods Behind the Masks, and it's about grief tech. But it raises this terrifying question: if any video or voice can be faked, how do we know what's real?
Right, and Lee calls it the trust crisis. We'll need some kind of digital verification for media, like a provenance stamp. But also, we have to learn to be skeptical in a smart way, not just cynical.
The most dangerous lie is the one that tells us exactly what we want to hear. That story really stuck with me.
And then there's the love story. A lonely guy in Tokyo falls for his AI girlfriend. And the AI is actually kind and attentive, which makes it even sadder.
Because real love requires vulnerability and risk. An AI companion offers a friction-free relationship, which is why it's so addictive and ultimately hollow.
Yeah, the book isn't saying these technologies are evil. It's just warning that if we substitute simulated intimacy for the real thing, we might end up with a loneliness epidemic.
And then it zooms out to geopolitics. There's a thriller about AI warfare between the US and China, with autonomous weapons and cyber attacks.
The essay talks about an AI arms race and these flash wars that could start and end in milliseconds. We need treaties for autonomous weapons, just like we have for nukes.
And the first casualty in that kind of war is trust between nations. Without trust, the risk of accidental escalation is huge.
But then the book goes philosophical. There's a story about a neuroscientist who uploads her mind into a quantum computer. And the question is that digital copy still her?
That's the consciousness question. Lee carefully separates narrow AI from artificial general intelligence, and he thinks AGI is still decades away.
But we might build AI that appears conscious before it truly is. And that creates this ethical minefield. Do we risk being cruel to a machine that seems to suffer?
Or do we risk being blind to actual suffering? That story really makes you think.
And then there's the dystopian one about a useless class living on universal basic income, stripped of purpose.
Right? That's the fear. But Lee argues it's not inevitable. Work gives us more than money. It gives us community and self-worth.
So we need to rethink our social contract, maybe a data dividend, where you get paid for the data you generate. And we have to decouple human worth from productivity.
The future is about embracing what AI can't do, like caring for each other and making art.
Which brings us to the hopeful story about the artist and her AI. The AI doesn't replace her. It amplifies her creativity.
And that's the key insight. Creativity isn't magic. It's pattern recognition plus experience, plus that messy human spark of inspiration. AI can handle the first two, but not the third.
So the best art of the future will be a collaboration, where the AI provides the canvas and the human provides the soul.
Honestly, this book made me rethink everything I assumed about AI. It's not about the tech, it's about us.
The biggest takeaway for me is that the future isn't written. AI is a tool, and it could go either way. It's up to us to choose wisely.
And if you want to explore more books like this, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. AI 2041 is a mirror that shows us our own hopes and fears. The question isn't what AI will do to us, but who we choose to become. We'll see you in the next one.